This is a sad story. The death of the Gibson Guitar Company. They are said to be on the verge of bankruptcy.
Wow.
This is another nail in the
coffin of
classic rock music.
Yeah, because today's artists don't know how to play an instrument.
No, and didn't... well, you know, there are a lot of kids listen to this station, for instance,
right,
and are motivated to learn these songs and pick up the guitar. And we know the classic rock bands still sell out arenas.
Right.
And the whole industry of tribute bands is a thing now that play this music with guitars. But by and large, the music of the world today is hip-hop.
Digitized crap.
Electric dance music. And right. Pop, and pop music.
Performed by models. The Les Paul, you know, our sons play guitar, and my son has a Gibson Les Paul, which is just a vintage classic
guitar.
It's the
holy grail of rock music.
It really is. There's also, you know, and I heard about this a few weeks ago, the Martin guitar is endangered because the wood, it's a special wood and tree use to make the Martin. And it's being sold to China in huge quantities to make, I don't know what the hell they're making. And so now Martin, and there's a trade imbalance. It's a big deal where U.S. makers here at Martin Guitar, they're about to go bankrupt because they can't get that wood because it's being shipped to China.
Yeah, so this is a sad state of affairs.
Right.
We were looking at some of the artists that play and some of the songs that feature the Gibson electric guitar. You have the... the iconic SG, and then also the Les Paul,
right,
heavily used in rock music. We have a montage here, and maybe what we'll do is if you can name these five songs, give us the title of these songs.
These were all performed on a Gibson?
Correct.
Okay.
I'll play the montage right now. Now, don't call yet, but I want you to listen to this and start thinking about what these are.
Not familiar. I think those are all gettable.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good montage of music right there. Tell us the names of those songs here. We'll do this at about 10 after 7. We'll play it again before that. We'll have another chance to hear it coming up here in a moment. And if you can name those, we've got a great prize for you. It's the 43rd Annual Houston Fishing Show that you can win tickets to if you can name these five songs. Do it here in about 20 minutes on the Eagle. We've got some showers in the forecast today, high of 78. Talking about the death of rock music and another nail in the coffin with Gibson Guitar going bankrupt. That's the story that came out yesterday. This is a billion-dollar guitar company, and they may be going down the tubes.
Just because the market isn't there, people buying guitars, and everything's gone hip-hop. And, you know, I like... Hip-hop to me is kind of like, I like a hip-hop song, I'll go, oh, that's kind of cool. But after about three of them, it's like polka. They just sound the same. How much is too much hip-hop? How can you listen to 30 minutes of it? It's the same song.
You know, if you grow up with it and that's your music.
Right, because it varies so much.
I just don't know if...
And it's like Zydeco.
Like folks who grew up with classic rock... You know, and with stations like us, and we're the number one classic rock station in the country,
right,
as we know, this music still gets played. Well, so I don't know if you're going to be playing Justin Timberlake song 35 years from now.
Right.
I don't see that happening. It's nothing against him, but I mean...
No, I will still listen to Notorious B.I.G., but...
That never died for
that
you.
That never died.
No. It's a big loss for you. So we have a montage of five... classic rock songs, and we want you to name these songs to win a cool prize.
All performed on a Gibson guitar.
Here are the five songs, so listen to them and then make note of them, and then you'll have to call in and name them to win. There they are. 713-343-1075. Phones are open right now.
There might be one tricky one in there, but those are all huge. I'll say this too, like, those guitarists have all been known to play various guitars.
Yeah.
But these were done with the Gibson, these particular songs.
Yes, to the best of our knowledge. So
let's just go with that.
Don't question that.
All right, why did I bring it up?
Hey, Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Did you hear these five songs?
Yeah, I sure did.
Are you ready to name them to win?
Yes, sir, I think so.
Turn your radio down and just go ahead and tell us the songs, and we'll see if you get it right. Go ahead.
Okay, we got a Sweet Child of Mine.
Hang
on. We got a Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah.
Kiss. Mm-hmm. We have got While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That's in there, yeah.
We got Hellraiser by Led Zeppelin.
It is not. That is not the name. Hellraiser is not the correct name, sir.
Oh, you want to try to correct that?
Hang on. Is it? It wasn't Hellraiser?
No, that's not correct. No.
All right, we go to Daniel. How are you, Daniel?
I'm good.
What are the five songs?
Can I get them replayed one more time?
All right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
All right. Do you remember?
What are they?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yes.
Rock and Roll All Night Long.
You said Rock and Roll.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that last one.
Oh.
Oh no.
Sing it. Maybe it'll come to you.
I had it earlier. I went blank on it. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
It's a tough task because you got five that you got to remember.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head.
Maybe Kim knows. Kim, do you know the songs?
Yes, I do.
These are classic songs.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep.
Rock and Roll on Out Party Every Day.
That's in there.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. And Do You Feel Like We Do?
Yes.
Yes, we do feel like we do.
Songs.
Peter Frampton in the end there. It's a song you recognize and you're like, what the heck's the name of that?
Sweet Child of Mine. Guns N' Roses. That's the Beatles, While My Guitar
George Harrison
Gently Weeps. Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. That's whoever plays the guitar in Kiss.
Yeah, I don't know which one.
Led Zeppelin, Heartbreaker.
Jimmy Page.
And the great Peter Frampton.
Part of Eagle Fest.
Yeah, that's coming up. So, well done, Kim. We've got a cool prize
Thank
for you.
You.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Fishing Show. That's at the George R. Brown, February 28th to March 4th. You got a four-pack. Hang on the line. Well done. From the classic. But now, let's talk barbecue.
Yeah, you know, the Olympics are going on, and they're competing, I guess. But the big competition happens here in Houston this week, and it starts with the cook-off and, of course, rodeo time. But we've got Mike Martin and Robert in with us again this morning. Guys, how you doing?
We're great. Good morning.
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the cook-off. We do this every year. People need information. It's getting bigger, and more international teams are competing, right?
Yes, sir. First of all, it's our 45th annual barbecue, World Championship barbecue. Yeah. Being held out at NRG Park. And for the best source of information, go to www.rodeohouston.com. But, yeah, we're very excited about the international teams competing. We do have 252 teams competing, plus the seven international teams, which we have two from Australia, two from Great Britain, one from Sweden, one from Japan, and one from Ireland. So really excited about that.
What's the one Mike
year.
Mentioned?
The Swedish
Robert?
Team?
Yeah, Robert.
The Swedish bikini barbecue team?
Really? Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's a bunch of girls in bikinis. There might be a bunch of guys coming over wearing bikinis.
No guarantees on that.
That happens at the cook-off for some reason.
Yeah, it does.
Has an international team ever won it yet?
Not yet, but they come in, they compete just like all the other teams do.
How do they get involved? How do they qualify?
Well, they have barbecue alliances, over across the pond. It is strong. We had no idea when we first got into it that barbecue was a big thing over there. It really is. And so we use those resources to determine who's going to come over and participate in our barbecue.
Right. All right. And so how about the general public? Can they eat it? Can they get in on it? How's that work?
The general public's more than welcome to come out. It's a family fun event. The carnival's going on at the same time that the barbecue's going on. $15 for adults and $5 for children under 13. We have what we call the Chuck Wagon, which is a place open to the public where they come out. They can get a barbecue plate. They can also enjoy live entertainment at the Rockin' Barbecue Saloon, which is adjacent to the Chuck Wagon. So, and then we also have the garden stage where our headliners on Saturday night are going to be Kevin Fowler and Roger Krager. So a lot to do for the public that comes out.
All right. And so info on parking, where and when, where to go, what to do.
Parking's always the big question.
Parking, you know, the best thing to do is to take advantage of the public rail system, or to take the Rodeo Express buses will be running from points around town. Also, we do have public parking. There's a Rodeo app. If you download that, it gives you live updates on what is available.
Oh, so,
you know, as well as, of course, the website, rodeohouston.com.
There you go.
That's all the information that you need right there. Of course, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. We definitely want to stress rain or shine.
It's Houston, you know, and you know, wait an hour and, you know, the weather will change.
Right. So, all right. Well, I also want to thank Damaris Barbecue for supplying some good grub here this morning, guys. We look forward to seeing you out there.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure every year. Talk to these guys, and it makes us hungry. And I guess there's food in the lunchroom here. Sorry, general public not invited to the lunchroom. Susie just sent me something.
What is it?
What do we have here?
This is that Foreigner and 21st Century Orchestra in Switzerland.
Oh, you did a story on this a minute ago.
Yeah, this is a bootleg. You know, this is somebody's cell phone video of the actual concert. This isn't from their release.
Come on, sing it with the choir. I want you to show me. Come on.
Want you to show me.
So is that the audience, the choir, or both?
Both.
Oh, they have a whole choir in there. There's like 100 people there.
That's right. You're doing good. I know you can show me.
Show me. Lou Gramm ordering people around.
No, that's the new Lou Gramm.
Okay.
This is a 58-piece orchestra and 60-piece choir.
This is in Luzern, Switzerland.
Well, he's got a pretty Lou Gramm voice, kind of, you know? He's very Grammish.
Oh, well, he's been with them longer than Lou Gramm was at this point.
At this point, right?
Yeah.
Lou Gramm did get together with them for a few gigs.
On their last tour.
Yeah. And remember, we talked to that guy, the new Lou Gramm.
And he was... pretended to be okay with it.
No, he didn't seem thrilled. That was the vibe I got. But
because you asked him, and he kind of dodged the question, how are you going to work that out? And he said,
it got prickly.
Yeah.
As our interviews often do for some reason.
We always ask
took a left
the wrong question.
I know.
You do.
I'm the only one in town who pissed off J.J. Watt.
He got angry at you.
Because I had the audacity to ask him a football question when he was called to talk about pizza.
We treat everything like it's 60 minutes for some reason.
No, we don't.
I don't know why. Confrontational. So this is a project that people can buy, or what's the story?
Coming out next month.
All right, we'll watch for that. We're fans of Foreigner. 8:15. We'll put up a link, by the way, on the Eagle.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Just as I suspected, curling is totally a drinking sport. The husband of Canadian curler Rachel Homan was spotted double-fisting beer at 9 a.m. while his wife was competing. He said to calm his nerves. The former hockey player, which explains a lot, was seen making several trips to the beer stand while his wife was performing. In fact, he missed the end of the match when Japan conceded to Canada because, you guessed it, he was getting more beer. Sean Germain says he's not an alcoholic. He's just Canadian. Whatever.
So grab your girl, it's time to curl, heading to the curling rink. Gonna throw some rocks, have fun and talk, but mostly we'll just drink.
That's today's
Gonna
Wild
throw
Pitch.
Throw some rocks, have fun and
take
talk,
it home.
But mostly we'll just drink.
very hard.
Raj did a great wild pitch on curling. People are still talking about it. Curling at the Olympics. And for me, I love watching it. I don't often understand what's happening.
I have no idea other than the shuffleboard part.
Sometimes, yeah, they're trying to knock one out. Sometimes they're trying to block. Is that standard with shuffleboard?
Yeah, that's the whole game. You try to get in the point zone and then keep, in this case, your rock is what they slide down the ice in the points. And then set up blocks, knock other opponents out. That's the extent of my knowledge.
General.
I don't know the terms, the rules.
We've done a little digging, and we've to make it palatable, we put it all to music on the official rules of curling.
Here are the rules of Olympic curling. According to the World Curling Federation, it's called curling because when you toss a rock, it naturally curls.
Oh.
You spray water droplets on the sheet so there's friction between the stone and pebble. There are four players playing 10-ins, each consisting of each player throwing two stones down the sheet, alternating shots for a total of 16 stones. You must deliver the curling stone sliding out from the hack and release it before it reaches the front edge of the near hog line, and it must pass the far hog line or it's hogged unless it strikes a stone in place. Sometimes it results in a race takeout. Two players follow the stone to sweep its path if needed. Sweeping melts the ice and decreases the friction point in front of the rock to make a curler travel further. But if you touch the stone with your broom, that's called burning. The team closest to the button gets a point for each stone that's closer than the opponent's closest stone. Stones not in the house do not score unless it's a biter. The team with a hammer retains it if there's a blank end, but if you score with a hammer, you're stealing. And that's how you play Olympic curling.
I get it now.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.